To the mind that is still, the whole world surrenders. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. To the mind that is still, the whole world surrenders. Historic words like these from Chang Tzu speak to our world today in a very positive way. To the mind that is still, the whole world surrenders. We are all anxious to get out and make noise. We're all anxious to get out and let ourselves be heard, get out and have people recognize that we're around, that we're living. And we want attention. We want attention. And then we say to ourselves, why is it that my dreams don't come true? Why is it that the desires of my heart are not met? Why is it that everything that I wish for and want, everything that I imagine would be kind of nice to have, all of the good things of life pass me by? Well, it passes us all by because we're not listening. We haven't become still, and in our stillness, listen to the magic of all the things that are going on. If you're sitting at the edge of a creek, not a river, but just a stream, and as you're sitting there, you look at it and you say, my, that's beautiful. You see the water bouncing over the rocks and splashing up in the air. You see the birds that are sitting there drinking. You can see through the water and see the fish underneath that are swimming. And you see a reflection of the sun on the water and make a big, beautiful stream of light. That's nice. That's nice, and it's kind of fun to watch. But have you ever stopped? Or let's put it this way, whenever I stop, and I stop looking at the marvels of what is all around me, I stop looking with my eyes and seeing all the exciting things that are going on in the world about me, and just quietly sit with my eyes closed and with my mouth closed and my attitude just open and receptive. When my mind is still, the whole world talks to me. The whole world surrenders to me all the beauty that it is. I begin to hear the crickets, which I didn't hear before. I begin to hear the little things that are walking around. I begin to look at the ground and see all these things that are going on. And I look over at the little creek that's bubbling along there, and I recognize that it's singing a song. It's singing a song of joy and happiness. It's singing a song because it's bouncing, it's happy, it's bubbling, it's just so joyful. It's so musical. And I hadn't heard it before. And then I look up at the trees and I see one solitary leaf set itself loose from the tree and begin to flutter down to the earth. It doesn't make a great nosedive. It makes sort of a seesawing action as it flutters down in the air. Gently, ever so gently, it comes down and touches the soil. In the stillness of my mind, I see all these things. And I think, how beautiful that is. And then, I close my eyes. and I close my ears. Yes, I can do that. And I begin to listen within. And first I think it's a ringing in my ears. And it's not really a ringing in my ears. What it is just the outer noise of the world still echoing into me, because I gave them my attention. And the more I have my eyes closed and my ears closed and I listen within, the more I am still, the more I feel peaceful. I have no desire for anything. I just feel peaceful. I am fulfilled. The more I feel joyous and magnificent, the more I feel uplifted. It's not a one-time thing that only happens once, but every time I take time and let my mind be still, the whole world surrenders unto that stillness, and all of the outer experiences that wanted my attention no longer are there. All of the feelings of my body, the sensations of the hot and cold, of the wind, of the rain, or anything else that might be there, is not there. I just listen to the stillness in me. And that stillness is not a useless stillness, as it might appear to be, having no purpose. But that's stillness that I'm training myself to be aware of. That stillness of my mind lets me wake up to the magic of living, to the magic of life, to the realization that I am the allness, I am the completeness, I am the fulfillment of everything. And the stillness of my mind reminds me of this. And no matter what outer thing tries to take my attention, I return to that still center in me. And I feel peace. I feel a oneness. Sometimes the thought comes, you're just trying to escape life. You're just trying to escape living. You're just trying to escape what's going on. No. What I'm doing is I am being the artist. And I am looking at a scene, and I am taking from that scene the beauty that I see, and I am etching that onto the canvas of my life. When I become still, I am training myself as an artist to look at all of the life that I am and that I create around me, not in what appears to be to me or others, but what me as the artist will see, but I as the one who has created this here beautiful, wonderful expression, what I will see. And then I know, like the beautiful Chinese proverb, life is an echo. What you send out comes back. Life is an echo. So what I see in my artist's mind, that is what is reflected in the world about me. Oh, I might see many things on many different days, but my artist self at one time, and that's the now, see the beauty that is there. And I let that beauty be in me. To the mind that is still, the world surrenders. I train my mind to be still and know that I am God. I train my mind to let go and release all of the feelings of things that I must do and center myself in the peace that I am. The Bible tells us there's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to live and a time to meditate, a time to stop and a time to go. And I take my times of meditation, my times of stillness, and to the mind that is still, the whole world surrenders. And indeed, when I am still, all of life lays at my footsteps, lays at my doorstep, lays at my feet, all that it is. And it is good and very good. And then when I finish my time of stillness, it never really finishes, but when I finish my active time of stillness, I carry with me in all the activities of my day the ease, the beauty, the simplicity that I find in the stillness of my mind. And every task I set before myself is done easily, is done wonderfully and quickly, beautifully and harmoniously. Every task that I set before me is a task of joy, is a task of magic, is a task of beholding the stillness of the allness that is within me. Be still and know that I am that I am. Be still and know that now is the acceptable time for my good. The mind that is still finds that whatever it desires of the world releases it and reveals it in a wonderful, fabulous way. Now. So in that stillness and in that joy, I know that I find the peace, and I am there now. Thank you for joining me on this wonderful journey into the timelessness of now. To the mind that is still, the whole world surrenders, and it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.